In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to Christ.
Today, beloved in Christ, we get this gospel from Matthew chapter 14, one of the most striking parables in all of the gospels. And this one happens to appear in all four of them. So we know it's important, and we know that all scripture is given to us to teach us something. So we want to look at it today, the feeding of the 5,000. We want to see how we can understand that. We hear that Jesus has compassion upon the throngs, as it says. And we hear this word multitude and crowds repeated. This is groups of people that are not just Jews, but everybody. It's public, it's out in the open. And they're coming to Jesus, and Jesus has compassion on them. And he heals them of their diseases. But then at a certain point in the day, it says it's getting toward evening, and they get to a deserted place, and his disciples tell Jesus, "Okay, we're tired. Send these people away. Let them go and fend for themselves." And Jesus says, "That's not necessary. You feed them." And then we see what happens. In our scriptural understanding, we make use of symbols quite often. Often those are in numbers. We hear that the disciples had 5 loaves. That's all they had to offer. They're thinking it's not going to be enough. 5 loaves and 2 fish. Some of the Holy Fathers point out that 5 is the number of the books of Moses, the Torah, everything that the Jews based their understanding of scripture on. Their understanding of the Word of God. So the disciples had this Word of God, and they didn't think it was enough. And then the 2 fish is representative of their understanding of 2 communities, Jews and Gentiles, insiders and outsiders, so to speak. But Jesus tells them, "You feed them." And then he takes what they have, offers it up in thanksgiving to God, number one, breaks it, and gives it to them to feed the people. And we hear that not only was it sufficient, but afterward, everybody ate, and they collected 12 baskets full of broken pieces. Another symbol is the number 12. In our understanding of the faith. The fathers also point out that 12 represents the fullness of the people of God, the sons of Jacob, the fullness of Israel, all the people who belong to God. So ultimately we see this passage as the Eucharist. We see it as the partaking of the body and blood of Jesus Christ, being fed by the Word and being nourished by Him. And everybody is satisfied and everybody has enough. So then, we also understand that this gospel has to speak to us today. We have to maybe see ourselves in the position of the disciples. What do we as Christians have to feed the world? What do we have? Maybe we think it's not enough. Maybe we think we don't have anything. Put yourself in the disciples' place and imagine that you're going around with Jesus and it's the end of the day. He's encountered crowds upon crowds. He's been teaching them. He's healing them. And they won't leave. Imagine yourself. "Lord, we're tired. Let's call it a day. We've had enough. Let them go fend for themselves." And then Jesus turns to you and he says, "No, that won't work. You feed them. You give them something." I would be shocked. I would be shocked myself. I don't have anything to give them. What can I give them? How can I feed the multitudes? Beloved in Christ, whatever we have, if we offer it up to God in a spirit of thanksgiving, number one, that's the first step. If we recognize that everything comes from God and nothing is our own, we will be able to feed people. And this is allegorical. They're feeding them the Word of God. They're feeding them the spiritual food. Number one, offer it up into thanksgiving. Number two, let it be broken. We as Christians are broken people, frankly. We are broken people. There's a common misunderstanding that Christians are somehow perfect people and don't do anything wrong. But that's not true. Nobody's perfect people. If we are Christians, we love God, we belong to Jesus Christ, then we understand that we're not perfect. And hopefully we're trying to work on it and do something about it. So we offer our brokenness to God. Recognize ourselves as sinners and imperfect. Be thankful to God. Then finally, the third thing in that parable, Jesus dismisses the crowd. You know, that doesn't mean that he got rid of them, that finally the disciples could go home. That means he sent them out, fed and satisfied. So what is somebody who's been fed and satisfied? What can they do? They can turn around and feed other people. So you and I, we may not think we have great gifts. We might think, who am I to feed the world? But I tell you, if you offer your gifts in thanksgiving to God, if you recognize your brokenness, and if you equip other people, you will feed the world. This gospel is for us today. We can feed the world. We, the body of Christ, the ones who eat and drink at his banquet, at the divine liturgy, in anticipation of the eternal kingdom. We have been called to take this gospel message out into the world and to have compassion on the multitudes and to feed them through our acts, through our behavior, through our words. And don't think you have to be eloquent. Don't think you have to be a good speaker. In fact, it's probably better if you're not a good speaker, because as St. Paul says in the epistle today, he didn't preach with eloquence, because if he did, maybe the word of God and the cross of Christ would be robbed of its power. You know, anybody could be a good speaker and have a charisma and attract people. There have been a lot of figures throughout history who have done that for evil. So being compelling and having a gift of speech is certainly not enough. We are broken, brothers and sisters in Christ. We are broken. Elsewhere in the epistles, St. Paul refers to himself as a broken vessel. A vessel for the word of God, for the gospel, but broken. Only made perfect, only made whole by his humility and his love of God and letting Jesus Christ fill him up. So this gospel today teaches us what we need to do to be equipped to be Christians out in the world. Find out what our gift is. Discover our talents. Know that everything comes from God. Offer it up to him in thanksgiving. Recognize in humility our brokenness. And then give it to the world to go away and take to the ends of the earth, to the whole creation, this gospel message that God is love, that he loves us so much that he sent his son Jesus Christ to die for us. And if we believe in him and if we belong to him and engage a life in him through the church, we will have everlasting life. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.